I'm John Batchelor. This is a preview of a conversation I have with Victor Davis Hanson of the Hoover Institution about California, about the decline of California's ability to do big things. Once upon a time, the highway system. Once upon a time, the aqueducts. Once upon a time, California became the golden state. Every American wanted to be there. But now, Victor delineates how it failed after 94, after Pete Wilson rebuilt a freeway in downtown L.A. in less than a year after the earthquake. The last years have been defeatist, and Victor is very careful to say why. This is a preview. The conversation is much longer. You'll find it this evening's show in the second hour. I hope you enjoy it. Here's Victor.
They left. So in that period of 30 years, 10 million Californians, and this was the upper middle class in government, in business, they left. They decided that California wasn't worth it. It wasn't worth paying the highest taxes in the nation and getting the worst schools and infrastructure and some of the worst crime. So they went to Tennessee, Texas, Nevada, anywhere that was considered a red state, low tax state. And then Silicon Valley became, under globalization, the richest corridor in the world. So a very small elite population from San Jose to San Francisco got $9 trillion of market capitalization, and that salted the political environment of California. So there is no Republicans in statewide offices. No, there's a supermajority in both houses of the legislature. I think there's only 12 of 53 congressional seats that are Republican. And you'll never have a governor like Pete Wilson or Ronald Reagan again. That money is put in the employment of utopian agendas by people who were never subject to the consequences of their ideology. And then we've had half of the illegal aliens who came in the 1990s and then the 21st century came into California. And that posed an enormous challenge to give them parity in medical, legal, educational, housing, food. And so we have 50% of all births in California are Medi-Cal, and one-third of the population depends on Medi-Cal. And so that takes a huge bite out of the budget, as do other repertory programs. And the result is infrastructure went from about 30% of the budget down to 7 or 8%. So we're a redistributionist, a state of rich and poor, where the very, very rich along the coastal corridor don't mind paying high taxes to subsidize a new population that has a per capita income in some counties of less than Appalachia. And then the people in between felt, I don't know what they felt. I guess they felt they lacked the romance of the poor and they didn't have the sophistication of the rich. So they just left. And I can tell you that if you go to any of these major cities, Los Angeles, San Francisco, San Diego, Fresno, Sacramento, Stockton, you just meet Ghost. You'll say, where is this person? Oh, he's in Nevada. Where is that person? He went to Jackson Hole. Where is that person? He went to Elko, Nevada. Where's that person? He's in Knoxville. Where's that person? He's in Orlando. He's in Austin. He's in Dallas. So they left. It's the largest exodus in modern American history, this 10 million that fled the country. We've lost 600,000 Californians in the last 18 months.
I'm John Batchelor.